This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Ignition.
ROT, NFR, launch vehicles carrying the AA2 launchable system for a full stress test.
Wow, so we have liftoff on this show. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Hope you're having a solid week. If not, we get to celebrate here in a couple of days, right? Got your American flags out. NASA in the news, of course, as you just heard there, the Orion capsule testing the abort system for the moon-bound ship. I mentioned this the other day. It's key. It's a $256 million test. It went off without a hitch, which is the good news, and the Orion moon ship safely pulled away from its still-firing booster, so there you go. But, again, look at the cost, $256 million. Is it worth it or not? We're going to talk about it a little bit later in the show. We also have liftoff when it comes to the president and his tax returns. The House committee sues the pres for his tax returns. So what is that all about? Doug Christian from Talk Media News joins us right at the top. He's in our virtual newsroom right now. Hey, Doug, how are you?
Oh, pleasure to be with you, Kate.
Yep, thanks so much, as always, for joining us. So that's a big story, obviously, that the House filed a lawsuit in federal court is what they did for these tax returns. What do you think happens here?
Well, the House did their due diligence. They did that because they wanted to be sure that they put all their ducks in a row before they went to the court. The courts wouldn't say, hey, so have you tried? Have you attempted? Have you subpoenaed? Have you done this and that? And so Richie Neal, chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, has done all that. And now, at this point, they've filed suit in court. Now, of course, courts do take a long time. This is not going to be a slow process. And, of course, it could be such a long time that, you know, this Congress could be out of session because, you know, the House, they do elections every 2 years. And so it might be that this whole thing backfires. Who knows? It's a risky game. And there have been many people who have suggested that the Democrats should have been working on this faster, but I'm not a lawyer. I couldn't tell you whether that's true or not.
Yeah, and everything moves so slowly anyway. This has been a big story. The president and the administration, obviously, and the push to add a citizenship question to the 2020 U.S. Census. This is a huge story. They confirmed it. This is the deal. This is in the wake of the Supreme Court ruling, a couple of days ago, that faulted the Trump administration for the attempt to add the question. So that's got to be a relief to some. There was a lot of anger over this, wasn't there?
There was, and it was the word unprecedented gets used all the time with administration, but this was unprecedented. And in fact, I was in the Oval Office as part of the pool when that question was asked of Trump whether or not they were going to appeal the Supreme Court ruling, and he said they would. So this is doubly surprising that the administration has backed down from this. And I'm not quite sure why, because the Supreme Court had given them some opening to contest their decision, but they decided not to. And it could have been because they have to, in order to do the census, they need to actually start printing them. The question that was asked of Trump was, would he be willing to delay the census. And he, at that point, said he would. That was just yesterday. So something changed, and we have to find out what exactly. But this is good. I'm glad that this will not be on the census. I mean, these things should not be a partisan issue. This should just simply be a count. And it shouldn't be ways of of manipulating the count.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. The House Oversight and Reform Committee has scheduled a hearing next week to hear testimony from Trump administration officials about the separation and treatment of immigrant children at the southern border. You know, there was two congresswomen that just were down there touring facilities. This is a very big deal, isn't it?
Oh, it's huge. And it's triply huge because Joaquin Castro had also gotten some covert video of the facility. And now the IG issued a report saying that there is a management concern that there's a pending crisis going on with these border facilities. And this comes after the CPB had the acting chief, because nobody's a chief anymore, everybody's acting, said that there was no problem that he knew of. And the IG just issued a blistering report saying, no, in fact, this is a disaster in the making, and that and something's going to be done immediately. So, it's going to be very interesting to see what happens.
Oh, absolutely. And while all this is happening, we're almost at July 4th, and there was a network, I think it was MSNBC, that said they weren't going to cover Trump's big party with the tanks and the whole thing. And then there was the story about having to divert some money to pay for it from the park services. I'm sure, what was it, like $2.5 million for July 4th, that they had to do that for that celebration. And I think it's kind of a split deal. Some people are happy about it, and some people aren't happy. What's the take from Washington?
There's not one resident in Washington, D.C. that's happy about this. I mean, putting down a 60-ton tank onto what is swampland and landfill is bound to be a disaster. These tanks are designed to ravage lands. They're not designed to run through pristine lawns, and this is just a even if they don't run it on the roads, which would tear up the roads, even if they just put that much weight on this property, it could actually still sustained damage. And of course, then there's the political consideration. Most people consider the 4th of July a non-political event, just a celebration of our country and who we are. And to then rebrand it as a salute to America is to many people in Washington, D.C., quite offensive. And also, of course, Trump, again, he has promised that he is not going to make his speech political. What he promised, that he wasn't going to make his speech political when he spoke before the Boy Scouts. And then he went on about his poll numbers and about the election against Hillary, and it went on and on. And
so who knows?
I mean,
yeah. It's crazy.
There's just almost no way that he doesn't.
Yeah. Hey, have a good one. Thanks, Doug. Stay with us, everybody.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have approved
proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us, that nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play to your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary. No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you.
Agree that the best Chrysler's ever made, the very best America has to offer at a sensible price, then I'm in the wrong business. Oh, one more thing. If you can find a better car, buy it.
That is the legendary Lee Iacocca, who passed away at a very ripe old age. This guy was the face, I think he was the face of the auto industry. I mean, people just thought of the auto industry and they thought of Lee Iacocca. And, of course, his leadership book is legendary, and, you know, so many people look to Lee Iacocca as the Buddha of automobiles. So he was the one who rescued Chrysler, as you heard there, in the 1980s. He has died at the age of 95, rather, easy for me to say, 94. But life well lived, right? His youngest daughter confirmed he passed away of natural causes on Tuesday. He survived by two daughters and eight grandchildren. He was raised by two immigrants from Italy and who, you know, came to the United States, grew up in Allentown, Pennsylvania. He started working at Ford Motor Company in 1946. He was a huge, huge major player in the development of the Ford Mustang, and it was really the first of its kind. So he was named president of Ford in 1970, but then was fired by Henry Ford Jr. in 78. Then the rest is history. He went on to become, you know, the company's CEO in 1979, and he's credited with saving the company from bankruptcy. And he urged Congress to authorize the Treasury Department to guarantee $1.5 billion in bank loans for Chrysler. And he just had such great reach, huge reach. And he was absolutely the face of not only his company, but like I said, an industry. So that's where we start. This is what I like to call odds and ends. Hey, hey, everybody. Once again, Kate Delaney, you're listening to my show. You can always hit me up at katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact and bada bing, in the words of James Gandolfini. Remember they used to have a club that was called the Bing. You are in just like that. Or Tony Soprano, that's the character he played. So we have these inspections, these urgent issues at the Border Patrol facilities, the extreme overcrowding, custody issues, and that goes on and on and on, that how awful, obviously, it is, and that something has to be done. And here we are a couple of days away from 4th of July, and this is a crisis we haven't come together on, and it's still yet to be debated some more, and hopefully cooler heads prevail and something happens to do something at the border that makes it more tenable for everyone all the way around, not just those families, those kids, but everybody dealing with what has become a huge crisis. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, the big difference is, and I think people lose this in translation, a couple of decades ago, you had single men or married men by themselves. Mostly there was families, but mostly that was the majority of those that were coming over the border, sneaking in, coming over, whatever. And now it's families from Central America. And that's the big difference. And that's caused the incredible crunch that we're seeing, that we keep talking about, that there's arguments over. But nothing really gets solved in the middle of this. I'll say it again. You have Border Patrol agents that, of course, were attacked for this horrific, subversive Facebook group where half of the Border Patrol agents, or most of them apparently, don't work there anymore. While that's happening, you have the other Border Patrol agents who are horrified at conditions, but they're buying water, they're getting diapers, or dealing with whatever they can to make it more humane for the kids and the people that are around them. And that's probably not talked about enough either, but it's a huge, huge problem that can't just go on and on and on, and we can't bury our head in the sand and talk about that nobody, it's a partisan issue and nobody wants to come together. There has to be something that can be solved here. Take a cue from the women of Team USA in the World Cup. They came together big time when they lost their superstar. Megan Rapinoe was benched against England. So while she was on the bench, and she's one of the best players, she had a slight hamstring strain, she couldn't do it. The coach, Jill Ellis, called upon who was next. And guess what? They all competed hard, and they beat England 2-1. So how about that? And it was a huge game because that's a semifinal matchup. And, boy, England got close. So now it means on Sunday morning, Team USA will compete for the World Cup once again. So 90 minutes, it's what it takes. The U.S. beat England 2-1. So Rapinoe is injured. They say that she should be back for the final. You know, again, we'll see what happens there. But the good news is that the team prevailed, and that is that's huge, because she was one of the biggest stars out on the, you know, out there on the roster for Team USA. So now the women advanced to the World Cup for the third consecutive time. Their jerseys are now the highest selling soccer jersey, outselling the men, etc. As far as soccer is concerned, that's a big deal. The ratings are through the roof. We have pride, right, in the United States, and this team is incredible, and a lot of people, men and women, are curious, want to know what's happening. They're paying attention to the scores and to some of the players whose names are getting known, and I think that's a really good thing that we're seeing that it's come across the board. So it's not just, you know, it's not just women that are watching that. It's, of course, it's men and women, and they're cheering them on. And I think they have a great shot, they have a great shot anyway. When they get to the finals, they play tough. So they get to the finals. This was a big test for them. England almost tied it. They tied it, and then the goal wasn't allowed. So this was a big win for them and a very, very big test. There were a couple of close moments where it could have gone the other way, but luckily it did not. So that's a good thing. Absolutely. That's good, because it wasn't looking good. This is so scary when we hear this about these senseless, cockamamie, brutal shootings at open places, malls, and wherever. So the California police are searching for two suspects after this mall shooting near San Francisco. Two people injured. So the two suspects, that's what they're looking for. One is in critical condition, the other in serious condition. The suspects might have fled the mall, they say, about 10 miles south of downtown San Francisco. They might have gotten on mass transit, is what they're saying. They did shut down the train station next to the shops at Tanforan for 4 hours, but they enclosed a central station in Oakland, but they couldn't come up with anyone after that. They're trying to identify them. It's so sad when you think about this. Any shooting is tragic, stupid, silly, outrageous event, senseless act. I mean, we can come up with as many adjectives as we want. We can throw them out there. But, you know, can you imagine that you had people, others that were also sustained some injuries, and this is just a going to the mall kind of thing? I'm going to the mall. Hopefully you'll be back. Wow. Deadly biker crash. We talked about it. After that deadly New Hampshire biker crash, thousands of out-of-state traffic notices were found untouched by the Massachusetts RMV. Tens of thousands of paper notices dealing with them, in fact, involving Massachusetts drivers in other states. They were there in 53 bins at a state facility in Quincy. Among them, a May 11th report of a drunk driving violation in Connecticut by the driver of the truck who killed, where those people were all killed. So Connecticut notified Massachusetts of what was going on, and so that went into the bin and it was never looked at. So 6 weeks later, he was still licensed, and he struck a group of motorcyclists after crossing a double yellow line on a rural highway in Lancaster, New Hampshire, with his truck and trailer. Seven people again died. He pled not guilty to 7 counts of vehicular homicide. Very sad. Sad story. And of course, he had some drug paraphernalia when they arrested him, so not looking good. And it was sad to see the people in from the photographs I saw that were there who are still dumbfounded trying to figure out what happened. Stay with us. We're going to New Zealand next.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A military jury has acquitted a decorated Navy SEAL on all but one charge. Special Operations Chief Edward Gallagher was accused of premeditated murder in the 2017 killing of a teenage Islamic State fighter in Iraq. He was found not guilty. His attorney, Mark Bucasey.
Suffice to say, huge victory, huge weight off the Gallaghers, huge victory for justice.
Gallagher was found guilty on one charge, posing for pictures with a dead body. The 2020 census will now be printed without a question about citizenship. It was just last week when the Supreme Court ruled the question was being sought under a false pretext. Opponents of the question had argued that its inclusion would lead to the undercounting of certain demographic groups. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
For Team USA, we have some chanters somewhere around in the studio, but a big day because Team USA beat England 2-1. So you have America's national treasure this time around, Alex Morgan. It was her birthday, 30 years old, and she scores a goal, and that's what she's been doing. So there you go. She was focused on winning. She was focused on doing what she had to do, and she's had 6 goals in the tournament, 5 against Thailand, 1 against England, and 1 that really counted. So I hope she celebrated her birthday in style, because that was a very, very, needless to say, big win for the USA as they move on to now meet on Sunday their next opponent for the World Cup. So here we go, 3 times around for them. By the way, if you're going to be around in the afternoon at 1:18 Eastern, I'm going to be on television talking about the World Cup on Cheddar TV. You can catch that on Roku, on your cable networks. It streams, again, Cheddar TV, Cheddar News. And I'm going to be talking about this Women's World Cup team, what I think, the politics of it all, what's happened, all of that good stuff. So we just did odds and ends. We were talking about how overcrowded the situation is at the border with the migrants coming in and then having to try to process them. There just is no space, and it's an insane, insane, crazy situation. And the heel dragging continues, and somewhat on the hill. But boy, oh boy, if they could solve at least a bit of this crisis before the end of the year, that would be progress, my friends, because we've only seen little tiny leaps, nothing huge, nothing big to brag about. Let's put it that way. We talked a lot on this show about e-cigarettes. San Francisco's mayor signed a ban on e-cigarette sales, just a complete ban. So Mayor London Breed decided that's sales within the city. It's the first period of its kind in the United States. And this comes on the heels of the city's Board of Supervisors passing the measure unanimously last Tuesday. So now the policy takes another 7 months to become fully implemented. According to the measure, the policy becomes effective 30 days after being signed. It becomes operative 6 months after that. So what it does is it says no person shall sell or distribute an electronic cigarette to a person in San Francisco unless that product has undergone pre-market review by the FDA. And so, of course, none have. So sales in brick-and-mortar stores, and there's a ton of them there. Online sales shipped to San Francisco addresses. It applies to flavored tobacco products and in addition to e-cigarettes. It doesn't ban the use of vapes for people 21 and older, but everything else in between it bans. This is a huge, huge ban because it puts San Francisco where leading e-cigarette maker Juul Labs is headquartered at the center of this debate. And, of course, the city officials have cited vape's popularity among youth as a key reason for introducing the measures because they say it's not right. Critics of the ordinance, and we've had some on the show, say it could harm businesses and remove what some groups describe as a less harmful, and we've talked to those people, Brad Radu came on with us to talk about that, a less harmful alternative for adult smokers, because the idea is, okay, this is way better than cigarettes. So a spokesman for the company said they are going to support the new strict regulations and enforcement instead of forbidding it, and they're saying that the company's proposals include electronic age verification technology, limiting the amount of the product that can be purchased at one time, city permits for online sellers of vaping products. So there's a lot that's going to happen here in San Francisco and something to watch because it could infiltrate other parts of the country. I feel mixed about this for a couple reasons. I don't think underage kids, I mean, if it's bad, and of course there is some nicotine in it, so underage, I totally agree with that. But I do also think it steps on the rights of people. You know, we're the nanny state in a certain sense because we're telling people what to do. If people want to put whatever they want to put into their body, we see what happens all the time with fast food, with whatever it is, whatever your vice is, and any overindulgence. So to me, when there's so much else going on, San Francisco, a city that is also overrun with illegal immigration problems, focus on all the rest of the furniture that's being moved around. And yes, important, don't sell to younger people. Maybe put those checks and balances in place. But the rest of it, I think, could have been tabled, and I wouldn't have made this the top priority. Others would disagree because some say this is a whole gateway thing and it shouldn't be allowed, and then da-da-da-da-da, and we're in the infancy stages of that. And, of course, the FDA approval thing is true. Since that's not there, it was easy to step around that. Not easy to step around is a 13-year-old umpire whose call ended up igniting a brawl among parents at a youth baseball game when he made his debut on last Sunday. Josh Cordova arrived at the Colorado Rockies game as the guest of Major League umpire Chris Guccione, who was impressed by the young ump's behavior as adults came to blows at that June game near Denver. Guccione said he was dumbfounded and saddened after watching the footage of the fight, which so was I. We talked about it on the air. You have 12 adults. You have one teenager. And that was after Cordova ruled that one of the 7-year-old players had batted out of order. But he stood his ground, defended his decision, and he said, I'm proud of him. He could have backed down, but he didn't do it. And that's true. So Major League Umpire Charities, Umps Care, was what he did it through. He invited him and his family to Coors Field to watch the Rockies take on the Dodgers. He met with the Rockies umpires. He got his own official Major League umpire gear. How cool is that? He said it was kind of surreal. He said he didn't want his experience to discourage future youth baseball players from pursuing the sport. He said, I want them to have an idea of baseball being a great game and learning to love the game just as I have. I mean, how crazy is that? 12 people were cited. One worked for the city of Denver. One person had serious injuries over a call in a youth baseball game. Wow. Imagine what they're going to have to handle in the future. They're not going to be able to handle it very well if that's how they react in that situation. Frightening to me. I mean, absolutely frightening. This is frightening, too. This is kind of a carryover from Odds and Ends, but remember when you had chemistry? Did you have chemistry when you were in high school? Even if you just were forced to take it, right? So it wasn't, you didn't love it, it was okay, but there was experiments you got to deal with and mess with. So a New York jury granted about $60 million in civil damages to a high school student who was severely burned in a 2014 class chemistry experiment. And this is a years-long lawsuit by the family of Alonzo Yanes, who was a student at Beacon High School at the time of the experiment. He's still being treated for his injuries, autografts to, you know, those grafts to replace tissue. And, of course, he has massive pain and scars on his face. It's sad, actually. And the experiment was intended to demonstrate colors of flame produced by the combustion of metals or salts. When he attempted it in his sophomore chemistry class, it generated an explosion that caused a fire. And several months after the incident, the American Chemical Society's Committee on Chemical Safety put out a safety alert recommending that schools don't use that experiment. They don't do it. And the lawsuit accused the New York City Department of Education and the Board of Education of failing to alert teachers to the dangers of this experiment known as the Rainbow Demonstration. I mean, so that's tragic in itself. There were dangers that could have happened. You could have pushed kids further away from this and not put them in right there in a situation where they could have been burned like he was. And he had burns and injuries to his upper body, all these operations, all these permanent scars. You know, the jury did $29 million for pain and suffering, including the surgeries, another $29 million for future rehab because he's always going to have it. Which, by the way, they don't do that demonstration any longer in the classroom as a result of what happened there because they don't want to see anybody else get into the same situation that he was in and get burned like that. I mean, at least this jury award, I agree with it because his burns were pretty severe, so he can get that treatment. Maybe plastic surgery. It can't fix what happened to him all those years in between. And all that pain and all that suffering and everything he had to deal with. But it helps. It helps for the future. It helps for those future surgeries. All right, hang with us. Coming up next, we are going to the man cave.
Hi, this is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us, that nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play to your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary. No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I'm going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave. Yeah, going to the man cave. Oh, yeah. Man cave, man cave, man cave, man cave, man cave.
He's just a happy person. He's got the type of personality that draws others in. He's goofy in a very good, funny way. This road trip to Dallas, he came up to me 4 or 5 days before and said, "Hey, we're going to Texas for 2 series. You care if we all dress up in Western gear or cowboy gear?" So he kind of spearheaded that, and you know, that's one of the last pictures we have of Skaggsy with his teammates all dressed up in cowboy gear. And the last image I have of him is standing on a plane with this awful cowboy shirt on, playing cards. So I'll miss him.
Brad Asmus, he's talking about his player, Tyler Skaggs, 27, found dead in his Texas hotel room. Shocker. The Los Angeles Angels pitcher was popular, etc., had just pitched on Saturday, and there's just more questions than answers about what happened. They canceled the game on Monday. It's going to be rescheduled at a different date. The police declared he was dead upon arrival at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. He was in a South Lake, Texas hotel room, and they're ruling out with this foul play for sure. They don't believe it was suicide, and they're trying to figure out, you know, what happened. So autopsy, etc. But can you imagine, 27, in good shape? It really is, as they describe, just a punch to your gut. It's not what you're expecting. And you go back to your hotel room, you're reminded of the reality of it. And that's a very hard, hard thing for the manager, as he just said there, of the Angels, and for his players. And then he's got this wife who he just married and, you know, a mother that had to be notified, and, oh boy, just, again, just one of those shake you to the core kind of moments. So to get us out of our funk in the man cave, we brought in the Chanters, and they have something to say to you about Team USA, the women's soccer team. Let's hear them. Yeah, how about that? So Rapinoe isn't there, but she's going to play in the final, supposedly after missing the semis. But so the big news was the U.S. was down a really hot player, but they managed to beat England, and it was a very close match. There was a kick that could have changed things, but didn't because of the goaltending, the tremendous goaltending of the U.S. And Alex Morgan had a goal in the first half of the Women's World Cup semifinals, and the U.S. beats England 2-1. And it's a very, very big moment for this team because they could win again. And that would be, you know, right off the heels of the last time around. Pretty, pretty exciting to see this. Exciting to see everybody embrace it the way they are. There's people that are snuck out early. There were all kinds of organizations that had watching parties. The ratings are sky high. It's amazing. It's a very, very cool to see. And hats off to Alex Morgan for mocking England because they were kind of giving the U.S. some business. So she did sort of a tea-sipping thing to say, you know, there you go, after she scored her goal. And it was a big one because they needed to strike and get on the board, and they did, and then they needed that next goal. And so it's epic, the epic goal and the celebrations that have ensued. We'd be talking about that in the Man Cave a lot. How great is this team? Do you know some of the players? What do you think of the women's soccer team? Here they go again. And they have a lawsuit going on about not getting paid as much as the men. And their jerseys are outselling all the soccer jerseys. So I say bravo. They represent the United States. That's a very, very cool, cool thing. Could they win the third World Cup in a row? And the answer is they could. Will they win it? And if they do, so you know, it's interesting because Miller Lite gave away 100,000 free beers because the U.S. beat England in the World Cup. They did it. It's true. The Miller Lite Twitter account made a last-minute bet after Budweiser pledged to give away 100,000 free beers in England if its team won. So Miller tweeted out, okay, Bud, you're on. We'll take the U.S. If we win, we're giving away 100,000 free beers right here in the good old USA, Team USA. So how about that? You had Kristen Press, who started in place of Megan Rapinoe, and she opened the scoring for the team in the 10th minute before Ellen White from England tied it for England in the 19th minute. Then Alex Morgan, playing on the same day as her birthday, which I mentioned, she put the USA on top in the 32nd minute and then celebrated with that little spot of tea that I mentioned. Very, very, very funny. Very funny stuff. And as we continue down the road of sports, there are some other things to talk about, including something that has been tweeted all over the place, because we live in the Twitter world, of course. The shoes with the flag on the back of them. It's being questioned as to whether that was a smart thing or not. They're deciding, you know, Kaepernick move Nike to pull the flag shoe. So what does that mean? Nike ended the plan to release this shoe that had the original version of the U.S. flag this week. Kaepernick didn't want to see that happen. The shoe, the Air Max 1 Quickstrike 4th of July, had a logo of the original U.S. flag design, which was popular lures credited to Betsy Ross, 13 stars and a circle. Kaepernick told Nike it shouldn't use that version of the flag. because they consider it an offensive symbol due to the connection to a time when slavery was legal. So because he reached out, they nixed it. And now there's more backlash than ever in some areas against Colin Kaepernick. And Nike released a second statement saying, "We regularly make business decisions to withdraw initiatives, products, and services." Nike made the decision to halt distribution of the Air Max 1 Quick Strike 4th of July based on concerns it would unintentionally offend and detract from the nation's patriotic holiday. So this is an interesting twist they got into here, because there were people that wanted the shoes, but Nike still has the Max 1 in red, white, and blue. So they're still there, that legendary design with the patriotic colors, but that whole flag thing is gone. Gone, so it's not there. And the argument ensues as to, is this fair or foul? So on talk radio airwaves and on syndicated shows like this one during the day, there was a lot of conversation about it, about whether that was right for that to happen or not. Whether it was right or not. And I think it just leaves us with more controversy and more questions. Once again, this is what happens when I think when they go ahead with the design and then they release it, or they're going to release it, then the word gets out and then they can't take the heat, so they trash the whole shoe idea of with the original flag. 76ers in the news because they offered Ben Simmons $170 million max deal. So the All-Star guard, 5 years and $170 million for the extension. They're working through the details. Makes sense to me. He's a great player. He was the 2016 number one overall draft pick and 2018 NBA Rookie of the Year. He's one of the cornerstones of that team, one of the stars for the 76ers. His teammates, including All-Star center Joel Embiid, Tobias Harris, and Al Horford, have been secured with long-term deals. He's 22. He's a superstar. I'm sure they secure his deal as well. The music means our deal is we're out of here. Thanks for listening to this hour. Make it count, everybody.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.